And obviously, Donald Trump is quite close to Argentina's president, Javier Milei. So there's a potential sort of axis there. I mean, it does look like Argentina is rearming. Does the UK military have enough footprint to protect the Falklands? Because I've heard many people in the military saying, well, we couldn't do what we did in the Falklands War now.
I think that's definitely a worry, and Argentina are rearming with the help of actually NATO allies. They bought some F-16 jets from Denmark, and the Americans are helping with the missiles for those jets. And meanwhile, the UK footprint in the Falklands, you know, they've got four typhoons there. They've got under 1,000 troops, and they've recently pulled out a Voyager refueling aircraft to take on a task as a result of the Middle East crisis. So I think there would be genuine concerns about what the UK would be able to do to defend the islands. And of course, remember during the Falklands War, we had an awful lot of aircraft and ships. And at the moment, we don't really have any ships that would be available to send there. And if we did, it would take an awful long time to get there. Mm. So I think there's definitely a perceived vulnerability there.